Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and sermon are from the 9 a.m. service on Sunday, August 21st, 2022.
The Old Testament reading for the 11th Sunday of Pentecost is from Isaiah chapter 66. For I know their works and their thoughts, and the time is coming to gather all nations and tongues. And they shall come and shall see my glory, and I will set a sign among them. And from them I will send survivors to the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lod, who draw the bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the coastlands afar off, that have not heard my fame or seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the nations, and they shall bring all their brothers from all the nations as an offering to the Lord, on horses and in chariots, and in litters and on mules and on dromedaries, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, says the Lord. Just as the Israelites bring their grain offering in a clean vessel to the house of the Lord. And some of them also I will take for priests and for Levites, says the Lord. For as the new heavens and the new earth that I make shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your offspring and your name remain. From new moon to new moon, from Sabbath to Sabbath, all flesh shall come to worship before me, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from Hebrews chapter 12. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one who loves, and chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father did not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. For the moment all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees, and make straight paths up for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Strive for peace with everyone, and for the holiness without which one will see the Lord. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many become defiled. That no one is sexually immoral or unholy like Esau, who sold his birthright for a single meal. For you know that afterward, when he desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no chance to repent, though he sought it with tears. For you have not come to what may be touched, a blazing fire and darkness and gloom and a tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and voice whose words made the hearers beg that no further messages be spoken to them. For they could not endure the order that was given. If even a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter. Jesus went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And someone said to him, Lord, will those who are saved be few? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, open to us, then he will answer you, I do not know where you come from. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out. And people will come from east and west, and from north and south, and recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. This is the gospel of our Lord. Mercy and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and from our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, will those who are saved be few? And Jesus said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. Jesus tells us, don't ask how many will be saved. Ask instead, how am I saved? Since only God can judge the heart, let's leave the counting to Him. Instead, let each of us examine our own hearts. It is the only heart we can judge. Jesus says, strive to enter through the narrow door. To strive for something means to agonize, to struggle and to fight valiantly. The door is narrow. It's going to be a tight squeeze, and getting through it can only be done with the help of God. This is a door through which only the holy can enter. Fellow sinners, only those who have been redeemed by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ will fit through this door. All others will remain outside. Those who remain outside the door enter into the kingdom of darkness. And in that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And for whatever reason, There are many who stand outside the door this very day. And while all are invited to come inside, most people take a pass. And then, of course, there will come that unexpected time when the doors are locked shut. And when people least expect it, the terror of God's judgment will come upon them. They will bang on the door. They will cry out, "Let me in." But it will be too late. Their fate is sealed, just like in the days of Noah. Can any of us even begin to imagine the terror of those people back in Noah's day as the water rose around them and lifted them from their feet and swept them away to a certain death? How much more will that terror be of those people who stand outside these doors today? When they come face to face with the God whose invitation they had ignored and rejected, only to realize that they are doomed to an eternity in hell. Now, friends, don't think of some lost one or a friend and say, "That's not fair." It's more than fair. They have had ample warning. And yet some of them will even claim, "We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets." These are the people who were baptized as infants, but then they rejected the faith. These are the people who were catechetically trained, only to walk away from the church when they became confirmed members of the church. These are even people who hear the word of God proclaimed every Sunday, but for that very reason, they continue to resist it. These are people who come to the altar and receive the body and blood of Christ, but think of it as nothing more than a tradition of the church, and therefore eat and drink to their eternal destruction. Then, of course, there will be those people who genuinely strive to enter through the narrow door. Faithful souls who walk in the example of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets. Those souls will come from the east and west, from the north and south. Those who have felt the weight of their sinful inheritance. Those who have listened to and gladly accept the counsel of the Holy Spirit. Those who were led to repentance with the Spirit's help. These are the people whose sins have been washed away by the blood of the Lamb and were brought to saving faith in Christ. The people of whom I speak are people who enter through the door which Christ Himself has provided for us. These people have not placed their faith in the things of this world or the comforts that can be sought in this world, but in the Lord Jesus Christ. And these are people, my friends, who will recline at table in the kingdom of our Lord. And who will be the first among these people? Some may be surprised to learn who those people will be. After all, did not Jesus say, "And behold, some are last, who will be first?" There will be a thief there, a thief who hung on the cross next to Jesus, who spent his time on earth knowing nothing of the gospel until he heard Christ's prayer of forgiveness and confessed his name in life's dying moments. There will be a man who persecuted the church until Christ met him on the road to Damascus and made him a powerful apostle to the Gentiles. There will be many, many troubled souls who seem well beyond God's reach until one of you reached out and shared the healing and redemptive love of Christ with them. Some are last who will be first. And Jesus also said, some are first who will be last. There will be those people who heard the words of God's prophets and beat them and put them to death. There will be those who met Jesus in the flesh, only to reject his word and crucify him. There will be those there who betrayed Jesus while he was here on earth, as well as those who betray him this very day. There will be there those who bend their knees to all sorts of idols, who celebrate what money can buy, and those who take pride in the pleasures of the sinful human flesh. On that day, there will be kings, presidents, governors, and everyday citizens. There will be popes, priests, and pastors who decided to exchange the truth of God for human lies. For as St. Paul writes, that though they knew God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them. And so on this morning, my friends, that leaves us. What about us who gather here in God's house today? What has motivated us to be here? Could it be our duty to long-held traditions? Could it be a sense of social obligation to our friends we like to see here in church? Is it simply a matter of keeping up appearance? Or might it be we are here because the Holy Spirit has called us by the gospel and convinced us that we need to take our sins to the altar where God awaits to offer us his forgiveness through his called servant? Could we be here because we need to hear what God has to say to his church, to this body of believers? Could we be here because we really need what God has promised to give us, to those who receive the body and blood of Christ? Jesus reminds you, strive to enter through the narrow door. The door is open. Christ opened that door one night long ago in a small town named Bethlehem. Christ opened that door as he preached the kingdom of God. Christ opened that door through the healing of those who came to him in faith. Christ opened that door as he hung upon the cross. Christ opened that door on Easter morning when he rose to declare victory over sin, death, and the devil. My friends, the door is open. The door is open to you. So strive. Strive to enter through the narrow door. Now, someone may claim that they don't have what it takes to do that. That person would be right. That's why God has given you his Holy Spirit, to rely on his faith, strength as you receive word and sacrament, that you might be strengthened and believe that what you cannot do, he can do for you. He wants you to receive his gifts, and he wants you to believe it. Because it is Jesus who has power. It is Jesus who performs the healing. Just as he did while he was here on earth and healed the sick, it is Jesus who makes you whole. When Jesus commanded a lame man to rise, take up your bed and walk, that's what that man did. That man rose, but not under his own power, but rather in the power of Christ who healed him and gave him the power to obey. When Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, he rose up and walked out of a tomb. Remember now that Lazarus was dead, and only Jesus could restore him from the grave. You as well, my friends, you as well. You too, by the power of the Holy Spirit, can strive to enter through the narrow door, knowing that the blood of the Lamb has cleansed you of all your sins. You are to strive to enter through the narrow door before it closes. For it is open now, but the day is coming when Christ himself will close it permanently. And upon whom will that door be shut? That is a question you and I cannot answer. And thanks be to God, the answer to that question does not depend upon us. We need not ponder it nor be burdened by it. We turn instead to Christ in faith, who has saved humanity in all times and all places. Through the Spirit, he has called you by the gospel, and you have come to him from the east and west, from the north and south, to receive his forgiveness, to hear his word, to recline here at his table with all the saints that have gone before us, to receive a blessed foretaste of what he has prepared for us in his kingdom. What else can we say? Except thanks be to God the Father. He has given us the kingdom. Thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ. He strove for us on the cross, and he has opened the door of God's kingdom to us. Thanks be to the Holy Spirit, who enlightens us, directs us, and sanctifies us, so that we together can strive. We shall strive to enter through the narrow door. In Jesus' name, Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.